Around this time each Tuesday, we check in with Susie Croyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. Asbury Place, a CCRC retirement community. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us in here this morning.
Thank you.
So, do you have a good run this morning?
I did.
You always seem to.
I did. 44 degrees, great running weather, and very pleasant. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's run over to the other microphone and say hi right now to our infrequent but regular guest, once a month or so.
What you can say about Tammy is she's here the fourth Tuesday of every month.
There you go.
So there you go.
There you go.
Not to be confused with first, because she's first in her league, but the fourth Tuesday of every month.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be issuing a program so you can keep up with what we're talking about here. Otherwise, good morning, Tammy. How you doing?
Good morning. Doing great and glad to be here.
Glad you could join us this morning. Tammy, of course, working at Stedman Hill, and that is the what's an official designation of how Stedman Hill fits into the greater family at Asbury?
So Stedman Hill is the assistant living with CCRC, that knowing there's different levels of care, and we have our long-term care, skilled nursing, and AL with assistant living, and then our memory care.
Right.
So, and what makes it so great is that as we have changes in life, you know, that we can accommodate and help with each change and walk families and residents through that.
So critically important, too.
It is.
Very much.
It really is.
The holidays are upon us now, and I know in addition to all the services that Stedman Hill provides, you also provide quite a bit of resident activity through your activities and these kinds of things that take place at Stedman Hill. So I know you've got some going on. What you got right now?
So Laura, I know she was on here a few weeks ago, and she was just always so busy getting just creative with things for each season. And that the other day they did a drive just to go look at the changes of the trees in the autumn and you know, coming in. And so the residents just love that. They were really excited. And, of course, we're getting ready for holidays. So she's planning a lot for that also.
Undoubtedly, keeping everybody occupied and happy where they are right now, too. So at Stedman Hill, of course, is part of the Asbury Complex, if you would, although it's separate campuses. It's a completely standalone offering that Asbury has at Stedman Hill. And you've described what it does, and I know it's a full service to all the residents sort of thing. I believe we were going to have someone coming in next month maybe at to talk about dining.
It is Cecilia.
At Stedman Hill?
Yes. Okay. She actually took the place of Richie Krob.
Yeah.
Remember, he came in quite often. And always gifted you guys with great cookies.
Yes, he did.
So Cecilia, who is now the dining director at Asbury Place, Stedman Hill, she'll be in to talk to us about the dining experience, getting ready for the holidays and all the special events and, you know, the meals, and then also, too, the holiday treats. You know, you can't forget about everybody's favorite treats that they used to make, you know, as kids and as a family. And that's what I really love about our dining services is, first of all, it's delicious food.
Yes.
And they are award-winning. And then secondly, I love that they'll take the time to listen to the residents and the families and just find out what was your favorite holiday treat. And then they'll go the extra mile and make those for them. So that's really nice.
It really is. It's, it's like a customization, an individual customization.
Well, you bring home with you.
Well,
so, you know, no matter where you're at, isn't that what they always say? Home is where the heart is.
Yeah.
So when your heart is there and then you're enjoying the dining services, you're home.
Right. Turning to Tammy once again here, I know that having a staff of professionals is so important. Talk to me a little bit, if you would, talk to our listeners about the continuing sorts of training and acquaintances that they make with their responsible services and so forth. Is training an ongoing sort of thing?
Absolutely. Because, you know, we want to stay up on, you know, just the newest things that we can do to help our residents. Even going into Village Court, which is our memory care unit, you know, there's always training and just with dementia residents. And that is so important because the more we know, the more we can do for them, the mm-hmm. more, you know, we can look outside the box and help to, you know, help changes and help family members. Right. And, you know, just thinking of going into the holidays is such a warm feeling, you know, the Thanksgiving and Christmas. And that's really, I was just thinking this morning how wonderful that, because Stegman brings that alive to our residents and our families. And we serve with compassion and care. And as the holiday approaches, you know, just even during dining, watching the socialization that they make friends and they're, you know, they'll go in each other's room and watch the ball game and, you know, just how much that love and warmth gives to one another. And even in our memory unit that, you know, they can, you know, just having that love and that touch that we bring, you know, does it, it helps them and, you know, reduces anxiety mm-hmm. and everything with them. So I'm just really proud of our team, and we definitely, you know, strive in knowing more and any, you know, all the things that are out there that can help us give more.
You come from a nursing background, right?
I do.
I thought so. Yeah. And that ties right in with that as well, too.
Well, I wanted to add, too, I want the listeners to know that we have a really special educational event that's going to come up the first of the year in 2023. We're going to be working with Dr. New, who mm-hmm. is a geriatric specialist doctor with Holston Medical Group. She's going to come in and do a education program on aging illness, and she's an expert in the field. And then we'll also be partnering with Tracy Kendall, who is with Alzheimer's Tennessee. Right. So, you know, it's an ongoing, like Tammy said, you never stop learning when it comes to aging mm-hmm. illness, and you want to make sure that you're always on top of your game, that you're, you know, partnering with experts in the field, and that's the beauty of Asbury. We always know where to look, where to find it, and we certainly want to partner with it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Tammy, it sounds like, as Susie was just describing there, there's this great almost pillow you can fall back on of assurance of Asbury, because so many things have already been taken care of, set into place. Mm. Folks know about them. They've learned about them and so on. And that's got to be a load off your shoulders simply to have this, if you would, the corporate support behind
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the type of thing that, you know, any business you're in, you know, if you don't have the vertical support up and down as well as the lateral support right. of one another,
right.
mm-hmm.
then you got to reconsider, I think, your business.
But, and I can even say mm-hmm. from a personal experience, when me and my husband dealt with aging illness in our own family, I felt like there was no better feeling in the world for us to be able to lay our head on our pillow at night knowing that our loved one was being cared for. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that sense of belonging, if you don't have that sense of comfort, then you may not be in the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, be looking for options, and always just know that Asbury Place at Stedman Hill is definitely one of those strong options that you can integrate into your family experience and help that loved one at the same time.
If a family has had a conversation with the loved one's physician and so forth, and they see some early signs perhaps, but probably not severe enough to consider something at that time, is that a point, Tammy, at which the family should begin thinking about contacting Stedman
yes,
Hill?
Yes, absolutely. And I do, we do have that, where families will come in and, you know, it may not be a need right at the moment, but they want to just know, you know, what to look for and where they need to go when that does happen. And it is wonderful because we can sit down with them. We can go over the process and then just, you know, let them know all the things we offer and talk about things that they really didn't think about that they may,
sure.
may be coming up. And so we're there to educate and help families as well, because it can be a trying time for them. And
certainly.
So even if they're not going to do something today, we're there for them for the future.
And that alone is an assurance to mm-hmm. many families right there.
Yes.
That
we
don't
mm-hmm.
have to worry about that. Always great to think out loud with you. Glad you could join
yes.
us here on the show
always
this morning.
Glad to be here.
Tammy Peter with Stedman Hill. And Susie, what you got coming up? I understand there's a booze party in a couple
there
of days.
There is. Yeah. This is the week for parties. So let me just remind the listeners that Thursday, the 27th, Bonfires and Booze, and that's B-O-O-S, yes. You know, the scary kind of booze. Lightning Charlie will be on the Asbury Place campus on Netherland Lane. And then I cannot let this minute go by without letting you know that our resident Bob Miller will be turning 104. Yes, 104 on Friday the 29th.
Happy birthday in advance, Bob, from all of us here at Cumulus Media.
Absolutely, and many thanks to the Kingsport Times News for doing that front page article on him. And I always want to remind the listeners, hashtag be like Bob.
There you go. That's right. Anticipate good things. Be like Bob. Susie Cloyd, how can folks get in touch with you and anyone else at Asbury Place?
423-830-8502. And it's Susie Cloyd, Director of Sales.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
All right.